And happy for the guys. They deserve it. You know, they've worked hard all year, and this is the first opportunity they get a chance to taste victory. It's still wasn't easy, as you can see. It's a grind for us, but that's the kind of game I knew it would be, and our players kept fighting, and we were able to get it done. Did some real good things in the first half. Again, I think our defense, we were holding on a little bit. Then the second half, our defense started making stops, and all of a sudden, we kind of got a little discombobulated on offense. But again, the guys kept fighting, and that's what they've been all year. You know, they fight, and sometimes we don't fight the way we want to, but they do continue to stay with it and stick to it. And this is what happens when you stick to it. You know, in the end, you find a way to win a game, and I think that's what was needed. Again, I'm going to give all the credit to our veteran leadership players, from Joe Thomas to Barnage to Joe Hayden to, you know, so many guys over there, Andrew Hawkins. I can go on and on and on, because this is for them. You know, this isn't for me. This is about them. And we got a long ways to go to get to where I want our organization, our football team to get. But today it's about those guys. It's a heck of a Christmas present for all involved. Because these guys work so hard, and they've given me everything they have, and so I can't thank this team enough for what they do every week to try to go out and win a game, and today we're finally successful. So at least that monkey's off our back. We got that part behind us. We got a lot to do. We got one more opportunity in Pittsburgh. That will be a tall task, and we understand that. As far as injuries concerned, Robert has a concussion. Joe, we're checking through his neck, and then I'm not sure exactly what that is. And then Trey Caldwell has a hamstring. So hopefully we'll get those guys back for the final. And just like these guys have been doing all year, they'll go back and get ready. They'll come back on Monday, and we'll bring them in and get ourselves ready to get ready for Pittsburgh and go finish the season the right way.
Hey, what a sense of relief it is for you, and then do you think the guys in that locker room?
Tremendous. You know, it's just – this is what it's about. It's about the winning feeling. You know, I was just saying to somebody the other day, we haven't given out any game balls, you know, to anybody, because we haven't won a game. You know, I don't remember ever doing that, being in that situation. But today, everybody gets game balls. The whole organization gets game balls, you know, because they did a good job. You know, it was a fight to the finish, and that's the way it is when you haven't won. You got to find a way to win one. Doesn't matter how you win it, just win it. And that's what it felt like. Yeah, I didn't really have a view. I was amazed that it happened, to be very honest with you. I just heard, boom, you know, you hear those things, and all of a sudden I could hear the crowd and knew that all of a sudden something good had happened for us. So today was a good day for the Browns.
For people on the outside, you say, well, what's the difference between one win and, you know, no wins? It's a bad season anyway. How huge is it?
It validates the work. You know, all the hard work that these guys put in, you know, you have to give them something back, and that's what they get back. It's wins and losses. When you work as hard as this group has to try to win a game and you keep fighting through, it says a lot about our team, our coaches. No one's ever given up. You know, I know sometimes it doesn't look as well as we want it to, but I think we've stuck to it and just kept fighting and just trying to do everything we could to win, and that's what you see tonight. You know, it's an opportunity for our guys to do something that we've been trying to do all year, which is win a game, and we were able to do that.
What about even just the stigma of 0-16, that you just don't ever have to go down in history like that?
You just said it. I don't want that next to any of our names, you know, associated with this organization. And so we got that monkey off our back. And let me say, it's good to see you. Glad that you're back and understand the situation with your dad, and we all give you our blessing.
What did you say to the guys in there?
It was about the veterans. I called the veteran players up, from Tremont and obviously Joe, and I couldn't find the other Joe, and Andrew Hawkins and Barnage and those guys, and I give all the credit to them. You know, I asked the younger guys to help these guys win a game, because I thought they deserve it because how they work. So they did it. Please, time, run off as fast as you can. And we got close to having that happen. I'm glad he missed it, you know. But, again, it's you know, that's a nail biter right down to the end. You know, their team was fighting, our team was fighting. There's guys going off. They got guys that were nicked up. We got guys that were nicked up. That's pro football, you know, and you fight and you find a way to win, and we're able to be victorious today.
Hey, you look like Jamar Taylor made some big plays for you. The break up in the end zone, a third down run stop.
And no, he made some plays. He did. You know, Jamar has been a, you know, again, he's a guy that I'm glad our organization has signed back here. I think he's another one of the young building blocks on our football team as we move forward. He made some plays today. He's made some plays all year, and the guy's been playing injured. And so I'm really appreciative of his effort and what he's tried to do by staying out there. You know, we got a lot of guys that are banged up, but they wasn't going to give up the chance to win a game together, and that's what they were able to do. No, I didn't want that. I hope not. No, no one did that. They've done enough. They've done enough for me by showing me the effort of working hard every week, you know, and not blinking when things haven't gone right. You know, this is truly about winning. It's not about anything else. And we've taken a lot of L's, and I think we know that. And I don't think that's good for any situation. But today, you know, we got a chance to talk about today. We're victorious. No, he did. He made some plays. He made some plays with his legs, made some plays with his arm, you know, and he's got to continue to grow that way, you know. In the second half, we got slowed down a little bit, you know, and I think he can still do some things better. But he did show me some things today. But, again, that's he's got to keep working. We all got to keep working.
Q, when they come out and they score right away, mm-hmm. how important was it for you guys to come back in town right away? Because, you know, we know that after all this losing,
oh, absolutely. We needed the answer. You know, my goal was to put our defense out. I was hoping that the trip, you know, being on a different time, in a time situation, that they wouldn't play as well in their first drive, and that didn't work. You know, so we needed to go answer, and I think our offense was able to do that. And so, again, that's pro football, and that's the way it is. It's rough. This is a hard, driving, grinding business, and there's a lot of things we need to do better, and I truly believe we will as we move forward.
It seemed like a lot of guys were just willing to try to put the team on their back today and carry them. I sort of saw that in Crow, you know, Jamie Meter, the hometown boy, getting the block. I mean, did you just sense that they were just so determined to get this for the hometown?
Yes, they were. They were going to do it. I felt it all week. You know, we wasn't happy with our performance last week in Buffalo, and the guys knew it, and they wasn't going to let this opportunity pass them by, you know. So I sensed it in how we worked this past week, and I think we've always worked good during the week. But there was a little bit more determination from the guys. They wanted to end this the right way here at home. It's our last time playing in the stadium, and it's what we talked about last night. This is it. So there's nothing to save. You know, let's leave it all out there, let it all hang out. And I thought our guys played hard.
Did you have any interaction with Jimmy Haslam?
Yeah, afterwards, gave him a big hug. You know, and Jimmy, this is his first win of the year. So we all have to celebrate that. You know, this is a good day, you know, and it's something that we can all wrap our arms around, hopefully, and grow from this, because this is the way we want the locker room to be, and it's the way we want our fans to be after a game, celebrating as opposed to being disappointed. Yes, because of the guys. Just watching them, how hard, like I say, you know, they work and how they come in every week trying to prepare to give it everything they have and then not have it happen that way and then to keep fighting. Because most teams, as you guys know, they say forget it. You know, it's done. Not this group. You know, they've been fighting all year, and for them to keep fighting for the staff and for the organization, for the fans, and then go out and make it happen when a lot of people think we couldn't, says a lot about the group.
Do you think of how, you know, if you were to go winless, and that would be hanging over you all off season? Does this change that mood?
Well, it changes the mood because, you know, this is something that we haven't had happen. So this is a good feeling, and hopefully we start to enjoy this feeling. You know, we want to feel good. I mean, after you play games, you know, that's what it's all about. I mean, we have not experienced the euphoria of winning a game. You know, we just did. And I think our guys got to feel good about that. And this is the feeling that we want to have week in and week out in our future as we start to move forward.